Welcome to Mineral Alchemy, Grounded Expansion to Access the Heart. Brought to you by Instituto Zilanin and Mineral Muse Sadie Kadlik. In this session, Sadie will introduce the properties of the crystal smoky quartz. Then she will lead a grounding meditation to facilitate ease and movement between the physical and the spiritual. It is our deepest hope that this session nourishes your consciousness with inspiration and content designed to align your body, mind, and spirit. We are here with you and for you.
Hello, so wonderful to see all your faces again. This is day three, so we're halfway through this experience. And, you know, if anything's been coming up for you with the other minerals, please feel free to like reach out and connect, and you know, we can kind of chat more about them. I wonder how many of you are familiar with smoky quartz. It's a pretty common mineral, even for those of us who are unfamiliar with stones. Does everyone have a smoky, or they work with a smoky before? So one of the things about smoky quartz for me is that this has been a stone that comes to me unintentionally. It's the one that I always gravitate towards, but don't even realize I'm gravitating towards it. Do any of you have stones like that, that you kind of somehow, you know, it's like, oh my gosh, every time I look, I'm like getting a lapis, or I'm, you know, drawn to amethyst. Like, there's these stones that really find their way to us. Smoky quartz is that stone for me. And so, you know, if I had to choose one mineral for this whole week, I would have chosen just to work with smoky quartz. It really embodies the whole vibration of what we're doing here. And you'll see that more when we go through the meditation and why. So today, you know, it's grounded expansion, and that's really the essence of smoky quartz, is this grounded expansion. You know, most of you have smoky quartz with you. What are your first impressions of it? You know, we have this beautiful smoky here. This is such a lovely stone to have behind me, very supportive. When you see that smoky quartz, what are the feelings that come up in your energetic vibration? Does it, you know, evoke you to feel something? Do you notice a sensation or a memory? So just take a moment to reflect on the way that smoky quartz shows up for you energetically in this moment here. If you want to close your eyes and take a deep breath and really draw in that vibration, that could be very helpful. And just feel it out. Where is it showing up in your body? Where is it showing up in your mind? What is it like to connect to smoky quartz in this moment? And as you connect to this smoky quartz vibration, think about the essence of grounded expansion. How do you see smoky quartz embodying that? So just breathe, connect with smoky's vibration, and explore that grounded expansion. How does smoky quartz, with what you know about this stone, how does it fit that theme? When you feel ready, you can come back into the space. The energy behind smoky quartz, we've kind of just touched on its beauty and its magnificence. It's very supportive, it's grounding. You know, it's known for being very grounding, right? You know, that's one of the go-to properties of this stone. When you're like, I need to feel like secure or stable, you jump to smoky quartz. You jump to its, you know, supportive vibration, the way that it envelops you and hugs you and allows you to feel, you know, secure in yourself. But it's also uplifting. You know, it's not just this heavy energy, and it has its quartz after all, right? And quartz is just so uplifting, activating, expansive. It's a wild ride if you have never been on it. But smoky quartz is a little bit more grounded in reality. And you know, one of the interesting things about smoky is, you know, when we think about the black tourmaline that we worked with before and the selenite that we worked with yesterday, they're opposite sides of the spectrum, and in the middle is smoky quartz. In the middle is the energy of smoky that's both grounding us and expanding us simultaneously so that our energetic vibration can feel that dynamic pull, you know, and the circle of life within us flow. It really creates this powerful energy, this powerful movement that allows us to root down and also, you know, reach up and connect to the source energy. So when we work with it in our meditation, we're going to explore that quality, that dynamic, shifting, moving quality, and really allow it to kind of challenge us in a way that we might not have been challenged before. Normally with a stone, we focus very much like, oh, I like the grounding part of it, or these stones make me feel anchored and secure, or I'm looking to activate my third eye, looking to open up and, you know, receive like divine inspiration. Very rarely do we work with a stone that embodies these two separate energies, these very separate, you know, distances, and brings them into our center line. So for me, smoky quartz is a very centering mineral. It allows me to feel the expansiveness of my soul and to feel anchored and secure, but it also is encouraging me to open up. It's reminding me that I am safe, so I can release, I can explore, I can be curious and move forward with my intentional energy. You know, it really combines earth and ether in this very synergistic way. And, you know, as we kind of explored yesterday, you know, ether is kind of this place where the idea and inspiration pops into being. And then, you know, the earth is where it lands to take root. And really, smoky quartz is kind of like the eye of the storm, that very calm place where there might be all the chaos of the world going on around us. But somehow, when we're with this mineral, everything is still, and we can see through time and space. It allows us to concentrate and focus and to really find our sight, our eye line towards what we dream and envision for ourselves. It connects us to the sparkle of the world around us for manifestation, you know, things that, you know, activate our desires and really help us tune into that vibration. What is it I want from life, and how can I work with that energy to make that happen? It's just one of these minerals for me that I never went to consciously. It always kept showing up. I'd be like, oh wow, this is a very beautiful stone. And I'd find out, of course it's smoky quartz, you know, at the very beginning of my practice. And I'd be like, oh wow, I love this shape. And, you know, for such a dark mineral, you know, it's like very, you know, smoky. It's one of the few that really has this lightness to it. The rainbows that you can catch in a smoky quartz are magical. They are beyond what you know, could possibly imagine, because they have everything. It's like the storm still is happening within them, and you see the flicker of a rainbow that arrives at the end. You know, you see the light coming in, and you know that everything will be okay. I love this quality about smoky quartz, because with everything that we've experienced over the years, in our lives personally, the traumas that we've held on to, smoky quartz is this grounding energy that allows us to kind of feel at home and feel at peace wherever we are. It's why it's great for traveling. You know, it's this, like, you know, supportive aid that you can take with you, because it helps you cultivate that sense of home in any location, whether you're in the air or in, you know, with your family. And, you know, you find that sense of familiarity amongst strangers, or even, you know, when there's tensions that arise, the smoky quartz really grounds all of that and helps you find your way through. You know, it keeps all the chaos from really penetrating your aura and keeping you protected and safe, so you can still reach out and connect from a curious and excited place. Quartz in general is very clearing. So any sort of quartz derivative, you know, where it's like amethyst, citrine, smoky quartz, rose quartz, they are inherently going to have a clearing property to them. because they have, you know, the essence of clear quartz within them, right? They have that already. The inclusions, their unique version, you know, the rosiness or the smokiness or the purple hues of amethyst, you know, those just activate a different property and help us channel the clear quartz energy with more focus. Clear quartz is expansive. It can be anything, it can do anything. It is all things, it is everything, it is larger than life. It is like universal. It's like the universal life force energy just captured in solid mass. So people tend to have a lot of challenge working with clear quartz because it can do so much. It can be so much. It can hold so much and it can share so much. And so when we work with like smoky quartz, we really tap into its properties, but we still receive the benefits of the clear quartz that is already a part of it. So quartz is one of those stones in general that really captures light. And the rainbows in the stones, in quartz specifically, are kind of like a dimension of that inner light. You know, you think of the rainbow body, all the chakras in one, held within one essence, you know, all the expressions of the universe, that's the rainbow. And so when it's captured in quartz, it's like revealing a secret portal into that energy, where you see it and you see the mysteries of life, you know, the magic of the world, just held in one little spot in the stone. You probably wouldn't be able to see it here through the camera, but up here at the top, there's this little part that reflects a little rainbow. And when you look at it, it instantly harmonizes all of your energy, brings everything back in line into that center point. Rainbow energy is really the fluidity and the alignment of our soul, and it's divine expression. So capturing it in a crystal is like seeing your divinity reflected back to you. So for this meditation today, I encourage you to sit up if possible. I know I love lying down. You can do this lying down. If you have your black tourmaline and selenite with you, you can place it near or around you. If you have your smoky quartz, I recommend holding it here in the center of your body. If you want to lie down, you can place it on top of, you know, this place, like right below the ribs. And just begin to find your breath. Let your breath settle, your vibration. Maybe wiggle your body just a touch to release any tension that you've been holding from the day or excitement that might still be lingering. Begin to breathe deeply, letting the exhale anchor you. Letting it reveal where your foundation is beneath your body. Connecting to that essence of black tourmaline. And then as you inhale, let the expansiveness that fills you up and stretches your chest out wide straighten your spine and allow you to feel the essence of selenite. So as you breathe, breathing deep and powerfully down into the lower belly, really expanding the breath up through the chest, flowing through this cycle where you anchor and expand, using the breath to guide your way. You'll notice where you're making contact with the ground, where you feel your connection to your foundation, the support it provides, the security that allows you to Breathe more deeply, expand more fully, and reach up into the ether, into the heavens, into the sky. Giving you a sense of empowerment and purpose. And as these energies cycle through, we begin to notice their meeting point. And the blackness of the black tourmaline rises up to meet the mistiness of the selenite. And as if perfectly aligned to the center of our being, this gray, dusky shape emerges. The essence of smoky quartz. The blended quality of those two stones, giving birth to this energy. And like a seed in the sky, the essence of smoky quartz that we are connected to carries us through the air. We are weightless and exploring our surroundings, looking for a soft place to land. And when we find that spot, we gracefully drift down. And as you arrive, take a moment to see where you've come. What is this environment that is going to nurture the seed of your expression? Where are you in time and space? And when you feel aware of your location, let your breath anchor you. Allow yourself to root down into the earth. Feeling its support and nourishment. While you simultaneously expand up into the ether, reaching for light. There is inherent balance between the two. We can only expand out as much as our rootedness allows. Use your breath to go deep into the earth, to stretch your roots, knowing that the more you are connected to your foundation, the higher and more expansive you can reach out into the ether. And there will come a point when it feels like you cannot reach any further, where your roots have met their edge. And it's here where you'll find a moment of reflection and of stillness. Appreciate this journey. And slowly, slowly, as you breathe, and the cycles of breath mark the passages of time, you see at the very tips of your branches little seeds, seeds of your expression, slowly carried by the wind, falling down and around you and off into far away places. And each of those seeds is you, an extension of your energetic vibration. And they too find a soft place to land, absorb their surroundings, and begin to root down into the earth, reaching up into the sky. Expanding exponentially. And each one of those trees that emerges, those expressions of you that started from seeds, they also continue on. The wind carries their seeds, helps them find a soft place to land. And soon, this one seed of you has become a forest. A collective of your energetic vibration, supported by the earth, reaching out into the heavens. You realize how incredible it is to be a part of this energy. You are endless, infinite, divine. Breathe in your divinity. Let it inspire your heart to unfurl, to blossom in the way that only you know how to do. And in this openness, take a moment to appreciate your expansiveness. the small seed of your expression that transformed. Through the connection and exponential expansion from curious branches. What does it feel like to be so infinite and endless? To see your energy exponentially grow. If Smoky Quartz could whisper one thing to you right now, what would it say? And how would that help you? Continuously expand. Take one more deep breath. Breathing in gratitude and love. For the energy of Smoky Quartz and yourself, for this group. Before slowly fluttering your eyes open, coming back into the space. Of course, taking a moment to write down anything resonant for you. So I love that Smoky Quartz meditation. I say, whenever I see Smoky Quartz, I think about the inherent balance between a tree's root and its crown. The way that its crown represents the extensiveness of its roots. They cannot outgrow each other. So the roots determine how curious and expansive that crown can be. And we can see that happen in ourselves as well. We can see how connecting to our foundation gives us the support and nourishment we need to expand with curiosity, to branch out, to share our energy. The seeds of our being can only come through that nourishment as well. And so whenever I do this meditation for myself, it always takes a different flow. But for today, it was just so much about seeing the strength that occurs when we find that bridge between our rootedness and our expansiveness. Smoky Quartz is that bridge. It links our energy, the physical and the spiritual, so that we can bring our dreams into reality. Smoky Quartz is a great inner child stone. I highly recommend working with Smoky Quartz consistently. I think it is one of those stones that, while it's more hard than the ones we've worked with previously, it still embodies all of that energy and is very accessible to our spiritual growth. It's very supportive in ways that, we really look for and need. Sometimes it's kind of like the parent, it's like there for you, or the best friend. It can really, give you the support that maybe you are not receiving in life the way that you want to. And so whenever you're, you know, working with it, whenever you're, you know, meditating with it, just allow yourself to feel its nurturing quality. Allow yourself to feel hugged. Allow yourself to feel safe. Allow yourself to feel curious and like you can expand into the world around you because you are supported. Thank you so much. This was really, you know, such a beautiful stone to share with you today.
Thank you for joining us for Mineral Alchemy, Grounded Expansion to Access the Heart. We look forward to seeing you in session 4, where we will explore the crystal amethyst.